Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, Scott Eckersley, and Andrea Nelson in our high school roundtable.
This is a roundtable.
It is. This is a roundtable. Now we sent Scott back to the producer's studio, and Andrea steps in here and joins us. And Andrea, you had a chance to see a couple of games. You were with me at Portland, and you saw a very exciting game with DeWitt and Portland, and I guess we saw how explosive DeWitt is.
Oh, yes. I saw them last week, too, and I'm even more impressed after seeing them a second time.
They can score so fast, Tom. It's unbelievable. At the end of the half, fourth and 23 doesn't matter.
And Jordan Johnson catches the game winner. Yeah. This kid was hurt. He hurt his knee this summer. I thought he was going to be out the first few games. And he's playing. He's
a competitor. He caught that big pass at the end of the first half, too. And suddenly...
3-year varsity player. Yeah. That helps. Yeah. That experience under the gun.
But I was very impressed by Portland as well. They were down 20-7, and they came back and really dominated the second half and had a drive of close to 6 minutes, more than 5 minutes, to take the lead. And then they threw a beautiful alley-oop pass in the end zone and had a very tall receiver. It was a good call. So,
yeah, the 6'5 receiver.
Yeah,
how's
the
Higbee duel going? How was that?
It was good.
Very nice. Higbee to Higbee. Sounds like a law firm, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. And you saw East Lansing with a big win over Jackson.
Yeah. sloppy game. I mean, get this. East Lansing had twice as many penalty yards as Jackson had total yards.
Looked like Tyler Tucker was everywhere in what I saw in the fifth quarter, making a lot of defensive plays. And do you know where he was last night?
Where was he?
Toledo. He and his father went down. And
oh, for that Arizona game?
Arizona clobbered the Rockets.
You know, that shocked me that Arizona, a Pac-10 team, went to a MAC team on the road.
Went to the Glass Bowl. Michigan State's going to do that in 2012. They play
at
Central
Michigan. But, you know, the Glass Bowl, I've always seen, it seems bigger than, in the press box,
it is a little bigger. It's a little bigger.
They must have expanded that.
A little bigger than some MAC stadiums.
Missed opportunity for the Rockets, though.
Yeah, well, you know, they've stepped up in caliber since their win over Michigan. They've decided to play better teams. So...
You never miss an opportunity for a dig, do you?
Well, it's so easy.
It's your life.
Scott was there with us last night over at Sexton watching Okemos, and Okemos now 2-0. What were your impressions of the Chieftains, Scott?
Well, they're better than they were last year, for sure. They still don't have a quarterback, although they did have a passing touchdown. Don't let the stats deceive you. I think they switched to the pistol, and it works a little bit better for them. I think it's a little more deceiving, and I think, Jack, you had it best when you were talking to Coach Palmer afterwards. The wet field helped tremendously against Eastern. The speed is
because Eastern's a precision team. I mean, they like to throw the ball around. They got the experience.
There wasn't a lot of precision from Eastern last night except jumping off sides.
Really?
Yeah.
That's, you know, there's talent on. Tyler Allen is a flyer.
There's speed.
There's speed.
There's speed. The talent and If their O-line was a little bit bigger, a little bit better, they would be a very dangerous team, but Herb Alford doesn't have much time to throw
back. And, you know, they were picked, Kimberly had him second in the CAAC Blue.
That was the coaches, I guess.
Oh, the coaches.
That was the coaches, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I have to give Okemos' coaches some credit last night because you're right, Scott, the field was a major factor, and it was pretty nasty out there, the wind's going sideways. But I thought Okemos' defensive game plan was terrific. They only allowed one big play, really, and it set up the touchdown, right, Andrea?
Mm-hmm. It was a 57-yard pass from Herbert Alford to David Hernandez, set up their first and only touchdown.
Yeah. Other than that, hey, I thought that Okemos played near-perfect defense.
Okemos doing that wing tee?
No, they ran the pistol, and, you know, they have one back in the backfield,
have the single
and then
wing
they have
too.
The two wins. Yeah.
Yeah,
but they ran a lot of pistol last night. And, you know, there are a lot of different ways to play quarterback in high school. As you get into pros, there's really only one way to play. And in college, it gets less because you have to be able to throw the ball a lot. But for what Okemos is trying to do with the athletes they have, they may have found something. You know, Paul's tried some different things since he took over in 2003. Yeah, Scott.
Tom, it's basically if you took the single wing they ran last year and just kind of moved the quarterback, if you will, up into the pistol formation. Okay. That's what they're running.
Which is a
right
short
now.
Snap, basically.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Not quite a shotgun.
Kind of crouched down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But instead of having that tight formation the way that, say, a Hazlitt would, mm-hmm. and we've seen that, too, from Okemos,
oh,
where
yeah.
they're playing football in a phone booth, they have those halfbacks, and they're both on the wing. So
right.
they can do a lot of motion. They can do a lot of misdirection plays out of it. And it was effective. It certainly was effective against Eastern. So, and they scored enough to get past Waverly. So we'll see what happens next
week.
So
where
did
this Lansing Catholic thing come out of nowhere here?
Wow.
30-0 over Fowlerville.
Well, you know, you get a coach who has had as much success as Jimmy Hearn had at Ithaca and comes down, and he has completely energized that program. He's got a lot of staff members who've been there for a long time. Ross Baldwin, some of the other people who have been at Lansing Catholic. But I never thought they would beat Fowlerville 30-0. That's one of the all-time shocking scores to me.
Yeah, so they might be making a run for Ford Field. Who knows? We've been talking about it. We haven't had somebody come head down to Ford Field, you know, to the title game Thanksgiving weekend in a long time since Grand Ledge in 2000.
I think you might this year. And I really thought you had
Sexton
a chance.
Or Lansing Catholic.
I really thought you had a chance last year with DeWitt. Now, I don't think this DeWitt team is quite the same as last year's. It's explosive, but last year's team had the line.
Jimmy Williams.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, when you get a Big Ten lineman goes to Northwestern.
Oh, yeah, that
you get,
too.
You yeah. know, they had a line that looked like it could play at any level. But this year, I'm going to be real surprised if Sexton doesn't make a real run. Sexton seems
healthy?
To have everything.
Right. They pounded, absolutely pounded Waverly.
Yeah. And some years, Sexton's had good linemen and hasn't had experience in the backfield. This year, Sexton seems to have everything and tremendous motivation. You know Lyle McFadden,
mm-hmm.
longtime assistant coach, and not the best of health, and they've kind of dedicated this season to him. So Sexton, very, very motivated team. As you saw after the win against Holt, you saw Dan Bogan on the sidelines, and they're playing with a passion and a purpose. And
then Williamson, watch out for the Hornets because they could make a run as well.
Very, very good team. Very good team. And there are some others. And congratulations to Jackson Lumen Christie. You knew that Herb Brogan would not stay down, and they had the worst whipping they have had in
against Portage
memory.
Northern.
Portage yeah. Northern put one on him, and I did not see that coming. But Lumen Christie bounced back and got a win Thursday night.
So. Oh, they'll always be in the play. There are too many good athletes down there and that play together from, you know, fourth grade on.
And you've got a big game coming up this week. You mentioned you've got Holt.
Oh, EL's at Holt.
Up, right?
Yeah, that's an opportunity. It's there for the taking for the Trojans. I mean, it's a, you know, yeah, Holt's going to be mad, but, you know, East Lansing should be have a little edge to him, too, because Holt beat him pretty bad last year over at Lindsay Adams. So it's an opportunity the kids have to take advantage of. They got to get Spencer Treadwell happy. He missed the East Lansing game. Don't know.
Bill Ferracco said last night he was scouting,
uh-huh.
and saw him when I got there, and he said he thought that he would be okay, not a problem. So some of that's a precaution too. If you have a
right.
21-0 lead at
yeah.
the time, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So just hold him out. Any other impressions? Anyone? Tom, Scott, anything else from the weekend?
I just think it's too early to tell. You know, for in the large part until we get in the second, third week, because I'm not hating on DeWitt here, but I want to see how they, you know, I'm starting to do some comparative scores.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I want to, you know, see how they, you know, because I'm, you know, because the Eastern, you know, that maybe the Eastern is not as tough.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that first win that they had, you know, for the Panthers that first week. The validation might not be there. But Robert Zimmerman's an outstanding coach, and I'm sure they'll be in the hunt.
I'll tell you one thing about DeWitt, and I thought it last year, and I think it again this year. They are never out of a game. We have seen some teams,
that offense.
When they get 10 points behind, they need something to happen, not DeWitt. And they just went out there, Andrea, after that touchdown by Portland. Portland celebrating. They thought they just won a championship, and DeWitt's on the other side saying, are we going to do this in 3 plays or 4 plays? Went right down the field. And
probably took about 40 seconds.
Yeah, it's what they practice every day.
Yep.
It's what
and they
do.
Work at it, I'll tell
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Great program.
We will be back, and we're going to have open lines for the next 2 segments. We'll take your calls. 393-3700.
Let's talk college football.
A lot of college football to talk about. Tom, I have a couple gifts for you as well. We will be right back with that and much, much more. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, The Jack and Tom Show. WILS.